Shendetchesiftesein. Yeah, that's what we're about to do. Okay, so let's go. To understand this din, we have to learn the last Gemara in Perek Bameh Tomnin. The last Gemara in the fourth Perek of Shabbos. It's three lines of Gemara. Let me just read it to you. The last Gemara in the fourth Perek of Shabbos. Zuck the Gemara. Ein Mirazkin Loas HaSheleg for Loas HaBored B'Shabbos. That you can't squeeze or break into tiny pieces snow or hail on Shabbos. Bishvil sheyazuvu meimav. You can't do it in order to make the water flow out. If you'll squeeze the hail, you'll squeeze the snow. It will make water, and you're not allowed to squeeze hail or snow to make water. Zoizak the Gemara. We'll talk about what the Isser is in 2 minutes. We're not there yet. But you can't squeeze snow or hail on Shabbos in order to make the water flow. But you're allowed to put snow or hail. No sin hu l'toch ha-kos, l'toch ha-ka'ara, ve'inu choshesh. You're allowed to put the snow and the hail into a cup. Rashi writes a cup of wine. And you're not worried about anything. So the Gemara says, the last Gemara in Bameh Tomnin says, that you're not allowed to squeeze snow and hail on Shabbos, but you are allowed to put it l'toch hakos. Now, what is the reason for this Isser? So like everything in Judaism, there are various shitos. The shita of Rashi, ready? The shita of Rashi is that you're not allowed to squeeze the snow or the hail. Zok Rashi, mishum de kamoled b'Shabbos, v'domi l'malacha, shebore hamayim ha'elu. Rashi says that if I squeeze snow or hail, it is like a malacha. It's like a malacha because you are creating water. Apparently, according to Rashi, there is some iser derabbanon of molid whenever you create something. So in this case, you are creating water. Zucht Rashi, that's why it is usser. It is molid. Now that Rashi, of course, has much application to many cases. According to Rashi, whenever something new is created, it could be a problem. I would argue, and I've said this before, that this is the reason for the issue of electricity on Shabbos. Electricity on Shabbos, no one knows why it's usser. No one knows why it's a problem. If the electricity is there to produce a light, as in with an incandescent bulb, so it's an issur of mavir. But if the electricity is to just make a fan operate, it should not be a problem. I would maintain, though, that according to Rashi, it's also because it's molid. Molid is an issur d'rabbanon. We have molid, the Gemara in Beitza discusses, like adding some fragrance to begodim. That's an iser molid. We have isurim of molid in many areas. My understanding is that this electricity, like the tshuva of Reb Yitzchak Shmelke says, this electricity is an iser of molid, in that I'm making something new. Reb Yitzchak Shmelke actually compares it to making seltzer on Shabbos. That's what he says. It's usher to use soda stream on Shabbos. It's usher to make seltzer because it is molid, and making electricity is like seltzer. That's Reb Yitzchak Shmelkis's contribution. Okay, that's one shita. The second shita as to why it's usher is the shita of Rabbeinu Baruch, who is the author of the Sefer HaTruma. Rabbeinu Baruch, and it's best to see this in the... I bought this Sefer HaTruma at the YU's farm sale, $8.95. It was a good investment. So Rabbeinu Baruch was one of the main Talmidim of the Rabbeinu Tam. He was a very significant Baal HaTaisis. The Sefer HaTruma, Rabbeinu Baruch writes that you're not allowed to wash your hands in snow on Shabbos, because mimaech v'nomes ben yadav v'nasim mayim v'havelei nolad. According to the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Isser is not an Isser of Moled. Moled is, Rashi says, Domi l'malacha, but rather the Isser is Nolad. Nolad is something that is akin to the Isser of Mukta. Mukta, the Gemara at the beginning of Beitza Daf Gimel, speaks about this in Machlokas HaTanoim, do you hold of Mukta? Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon and Machlokas Tanoim, do you hold of Nolad? Something, let's say, Beitza Shenol Debiyantiv, for example, theoretically, beginning of Beitza, so an egg that's born Yantiv, is there an Isser of Nolad on it? So the Sefer HaTruma writes that he thinks that the squeezing of the snow is usur based on a muktzadin of nolad. Now, it is a little bit hard to understand, since the Gemara at the beginning of Beitza says we don't hold of nolad, right? The Gemara at the beginning of Beitza Paskin said there's no such thing as muktza and there's no such thing as nolad. They're both the same achleikas. So what the Sefer Truma, what do you mean no such thing as muktza? We have muktza all the time. Yeah, so what we have is not really muktza. Mukta in the Gemara means something that lacks hachana, meaning if I have, let's say, a chicken that I put in the freezer and I wasn't intending on using it for yontiv, can I take that chicken out of my freezer on yontiv and cook it? On yontiv, you're allowed to cook. Do you need hachana on the chicken? So we paskin that there's no iser mukta. We paskin there's no iser noilad. There is an iser of nolad gomor. Beit Shenol Debiyantiv is Nolad Gomor in the sense of the egg did not exist before Yantiv. The egg is inside the chicken. You can't identify it as an egg. It's not really an egg. It's a chelak of the chicken. So that's Nolad Gomor. We hold, like Reb Shimon, that there's no such thing as Nolad. But Nolad Gomor, the Balei HaTosfos say at the beginning of Beit, so we hold of Nolad Gomor. So what that means is as follows. That means that the Sefer HaTruma, and the Sefer HaTruma is quoted by the Rush, the last Rush over here in Perek Bametomnin, quotes the Sefer HaTruma, so it makes it to the book. The Sefer HaTruma says it's Aser Mishum Nolad, meaning it's an Iser Mukta, because he compares it to like a Beitza Shonol to Beyontiv, he compares it to Noilad Gomor. It compares it to something that Ki'ilu did not exist before Shabbos. The water in the snow is Ki'ilu, the egg in the chicken, that at Mamish did not exist, Klal V'Ikar, and you are making a new Zach, and therefore, or a new, I shouldn't say you are making, a new Zach is being made, and therefore, it's an Isser of Mukta according to the Sefer HaTruma. Now, for Rashi, I understand why the Gemara tells me I'm not allowed to squeeze the snow by Yadayim, but allowed to put the snow into a cup of wine. Because for Rashi, the Isser is Moiled, the Isser is like a Malacha. So Malacha is done by Yadayim, Malacha is done when you're active. If I put the snow into a cup of wine, I put the ice cube. You're allowed to use ice cubes on Shabbos. So you put the ice cube into a cup of wine. Rashi is going to say it's mutter because it happens me'elov. It happens on its own, so it's not domi l'malacha. According to the Sefer HaTruma, the reason why you're allowed to put the snow into a cup of wine is because there's no iser mukta when it's not recognizable. The Isser Nolad, which is like an Isser Mukta, it's like Beitza Shenol Debiyantiv, etc. So that Isser is going to be waived when it ends up not being Nicker at all. As I state in the Sefer HaTruma. So far, we have two Shitos. We have Rashi and the Sefer HaTruma. That Nolad Gomor is Aser? Yeah. The Sefer HaTruma. Again, if theoretically you'd have an egg that is going to be born and it's not going to be Nicker, I don't think that happens in the real world, no? When eggs are born, they are Nicker, right? And even if the egg is born and it becomes Nisarev with other eggs, the egg is still Nicker, just you don't see it. Right? The Sefer Truma's heter is that there's no Isser Noilad / Mukta in a situation where it's not Nikar at all. The Isser of Nolad is only when it is Nikar, as I state. Regular Nolad is water that comes out of the clouds on Shabbos. Right? If it rains, are you allowed to drink the rainwater? If it snows, are you allowed to eat the snow? Or is the snow some sort of muktzah? We hold that there's no nolad. Therefore, we hold that the rain and the snow is going to be okay. You're allowed to drink it. The only thing is, once it's ice, the water that, it's a little bit funny, the water that comes from the ice, says the Sefer HaTruma, that is nolad. Okay? Now, there is a third position in Judaism, who is the Rambam, right? Maimonides. Judaism is a beautiful religion, but the Rambam was born. Now, the Rambam tells me that the reason why I'm not allowed to squeeze the snow on Shabbos, the reason for this Gemara in Nonala from the Beis, the last Gemara in Perek Bamatoimnin, the reason I can't squeeze the snow is because it is like Schitas Peros. I'm not allowed to squeeze an orange on Shabbos. Why can't I squeeze an orange on Shabbos? Because Schitas Peros is an Isser of Dosh. Dosh means that I am being motzi something that was tumun in something else. In this case, I am being motzi the mashkin that was tumun inside the snow. It is like Schitas Peros. Now, the din is funny because the Gemara at the beginning of Beitzah tells me that stuff which is subject to the din of Schitas Peros is also subject to an Isser D'Rabbanan of Mashkin Shezavu. Not only am I not allowed to, let's say, squeeze an orange or squeeze a grape on Shabbos, or squeeze an, let's talk about olives and grapes, not only can I not squeeze an olive or squeeze a grape, but the mashkin shezavu, let's say you're walking down the street and you see an overripe grape, and it mamish oozed out grape juice, that's what comes out. Grape juice comes from grapes, that's another chiddush. I think they say that when Manischewitz was on his deathbed, he decided to tell his family a secret. And the secret, the soul that Manischewitz was Megala, is that you can make grape juice from grapes also. That was the soul that he was Megala. No? Very important, your soul. It's like a famous story in Judaism. But you certainly make grape juice from grapes. So if I'm walking down the street and I see grapes and they begin to ooze out, there's an Isser of Mashkin Shezavu. Right? The Isser of Schitas Peros carries with it an Isser that the Mashkin that comes out on its own is also Usser. So Nish'elat HaSheilah, according to the Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph, that the reason why I am not allowed to squeeze the snow is because it's like Schitas Peros. So how come if it comes out on its own it's going to be Mutter? It should be, it's like Mashkin Shezavu. Right? Mashkin Shezavu came out on its own, and it is Usser. And L'cha'ayra, the Isser Mashkin Shezavu applies even if it's not Nikr, to answer your question, Baruch Meir. Right? L'cha'ayra, the Isser comes out even if it's not Nikr. So how come it's Mutter when it comes out on its own, according to the Rambam? Right, why is it mutter to put in a kos according to the Rambam? That's our question. Now, so mitam schita self, I'm not being sochet. Schita means I take something and I go, I'm sochet. Over here, it happens on its own. I'm not being sochet. It's not ayudei kli, it happens me elov. I take an ice cube out of the freezer, I put it down, it's going to become water over time. I put it into cold water, it also will become water over time. The ice cube is going to become water no matter what. So I'm not doing it. But it should still be usher because it has a din of mashkin shezavu. So this is why it's important to learn Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes that the Rambam says it's usher because of schitas peros. And he quotes that the Rambam per chafav halach yud gimel also says that. And it's dafka hecha do abe biyadayim. But he nicham bechama, it's going to be mutter. Aye, how come it's not like mashkim shezavu, frek the Beis Yosef? So he writes, Dahani ba'oldam kerushim toras mashkin aleihem l'chol davar. The snow and the ice, even when it's frozen, it has the din of mashkin l'chol davar. For yeder zach, thus is mashkin. Now, that means, that's really interesting, no? Snow has a din of mashkin. Snow has the din of a liquid. This is a big discussion. The Mishnah in Taharos discusses whether snow is a oichel or a mashke for purposes of Tum and Tahara. We don't really have Tum and Tahara anymore, so it should be irrelevant. But Rav Zevin has a famous essay in this book, La'ar HaHalacha. Rav Shlomo Yosef Zevin was the first editor of the Encyclopedia Talmudit. He was a Lubavitcher, I believe, but he was still a Talmud Chacham. And Rav Zevin writes in the Sefer, La'ar HaLacha, he has an entire essay called Hasheleg. His famous essay in this book is called Mishpat Shailak, La'ar HaLacha. Right? The cut a pound of flesh. But he has an essay in this book about Sheleg, and he discusses this Mishnah in that's quoted in Nida Daf Yud Zayin, where it's the Gemara Nida quotes it a Mishnah. It's not really a Mishnah; it's Yod Tosefta, whatever it is. But in Nida Daf Yud Zayin, they discuss whether, for purposes of Tum and Tahara, snow and ice is considered a mashker and eichel. We don't have Tum and Tahara, but it is relevant for mikvaos. Can you make a mikveh out of ice or snow? That's a very important shaila. No, can you toivel kalim? My friend Sally, Mayor Soloveitchik, told me that, we'll talk about how they do it nowadays in a few minutes, about building mikvahs with snow, but or with ice, but to what about using snow as a mikveh? So Sally told me that he remembers as a kid that his grandfather, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, used to tell them that when there was a heavy snow in Chicago, they could take their glass kalim and stick it into the snow to tovel it, but not metal kalim. We pass in that tevila of glass is a din drabonon. For dinim drabonon, he was willing to be makel that the snow is considered a mashkin, it could be tovel in the snow. For metal kalim, which is a din d'oraisa, he was not willing to be makel. Now, the way you make a mikvah today is a little complicated, and it's relevant for this. For us, we don't have such a problem, because we have, it rains by us. But there are parts, I think this shaila came up, where they had to build a mikvah in Phoenix. And I think in Phoenix, they got such a small amount of rain per year that to fill a bar with our bottom of water, of rainwater, would be kimat min hanimna. So what they did is they went to the Sierra Nevada mountains. They chopped off big blocks of ice. Now you have to worry that the big blocks of ice maybe have a din of mashkin. If they have a din of mashkin, so perhaps they become she'uvin when you put them in a truck. Because any water that you put in a kele becomes mayim she'uvin. So the shiloh that they talk about in some of these areas where you don't get much rain is, can you use the ice to make a mikvah? Most of us don't toivel in ice. The Rishonim say not toiveling in snow and not toiveling in ice might be a different reason. Might be because you need arba'im se'ah b'makom echad. You need the Arba'im Sa'ah to be in one place. That means that you need the Arba'im Sa'ah, if you have snow, it's tiny little particles of snow. So even if you hold that snow is dino ke mayim, but it might not be mayim mechubarim. Even if it's dino ke mashke, it might not be mechubar, and for tevila you need mechubar. My only ha'orah over here for the Rambam is the way the Beis Yosef, again, according to the Rambam, the reason I'm not allowed to squeeze ice or snow on Shabbos is because it's a schitas peros. The Shiloh the Beis Yosef asks is im kain, how come if it comes out on its own, its mutter, shouldn't be a din of mashkin shezavu? So the Beis Yosef says, no, mashkin shezavu is when they have a grape. A grape is a solid. When liquid oozes from the solid, does haste mashkin shezavu. But my ice and my snow is considered Torres Mashkin Alehem L'chol Dover Be'oldam Kerushim. Right? That's the Lashon of the Beis Yosef. Even when it is frozen, it's considered a Mashke. And that should be relevant for Inyone Mikvaos potentially, and all of the things that Rav Zevin discusses in his essay in La'ar HaHalacha. Okay? So let's chazer. Three shitos. Rashi says don't squeeze snow because it's like a malacha. It is moled. The Sefer HaTruma says it's an Isser Mukta Nolad. The Rambam says it's like Mashkin Shezavu. Now it happens that some of the Rishonim, they quote the Sefer HaTruma differently than it says in the Sefer HaTruma itself. The Rush quotes the Sefer HaTruma, who says that it's moled, even though the Sefer HaTruma really says Nolad, and Kefish Ma'isha Hisbarenu, moled and Nolad are totally and thoroughly and completely different. Okay. Yeah, it's possible, but it can't be, and I'll tell you why. It can't be because of what we're going to learn now in Shin Yud Ches Se'if Tes Zayin. Are you allowed to put an empanada? An empanada apparently is a food that still exists in the world, although I have no idea. I've never seen one, I think. But an empanada is like a pastry that has shuman inside it. Are you allowed to put an empanada near the fire on Shabbos? And thereby, the liquid will ooze out. Now, the Mechaber paskins that it's mutter to put an empanada. Shin Yud Ches Se'if Tes Zayin, Shtein Mechaber, mutter litein empanada keneged ha'esh b'mokom sheyad soledes, af al pi shashumen shebah shenikra shchozeh v'nimoach, even though it will melt, it still is mutter. Meaning, the Mechaber is speaking midine bishul. And he says, something that began as a solid, for a solid I paskin ein bishul achar bishul, according to the Mechaber. Then it becomes a liquid. By a liquid from the Mechaber, I hold yesh bishul achar bishul. So what's the status over here? Do I say that the empanada is like a solid or a liquid? The Mechaber tells me I'm allowed to put the empanada near the fire, b'mokoyim that's yad soledes, because despite the fact that the shuman will come out, still it is permitted. Now, that means that the Mechaber is makel on two things. He's makel that it is not called bishul, even though it becomes a liquid later on. And he is makel that it is not an iser of nolad, presumably because he holds that there is no such thing as the iser nolad. That's the shita of the Mechaber. Now, the Lavush, right? We mentioned that like there are three big losers in Judaism, no? The Maharshal and the Lavush and the Bach, they're the ones that come out every time they're quoted, they are disagreed with. So the Maharshal, the Lavush, and the Bach write, the Lavush writes over here that you have the Ron Gerson and the Mechaber. When the Mechaber says that you're allowed to put the empanada, even though the shuman will be nimoyach, the Lavush says that the Lavush is called by the Magen Avraham and Se'if Katan Mem. Lavush says that's only mutter b'makom she'ein hayad soledes bo. It's only mutter in a location that it's not hot. Because the Lavush is saying that there will be an iser bishul on a solid that becomes a liquid. And therefore, the only hefter for the impanada is to put it b'makom she'ein hayad soleres bo. The Levush, by the way, understands that the iser that we spoke about the other day, the iser according to the Rush, to put a liquid in a place, to put a, let's say, a liquid or food in a place where it could get hot, the iser is a din in the makom. It's not a din on whether the food will get hot. Am I allowed to put food, according to the Rush, for 5 seconds in a place where it could get hot, right? Or a place that is hot? Is it a din in that the place is hot, or a din that the liquid could be hot? So without rehashing that discussion completely, the Levush is assuming that the makom cannot be yad sole despo. And the Levush therefore writes that according to the Beis Yosef, according to the Mechaber, the kula of impanada is only that there's no din nolad, but a solid that becomes a liquid is subject to the rules of bishul. So far, so good. Comes along with Moshe Iserlish, the Ramah. The Ramah says, kosher kein, if you have a pot that has liquid in it, that when the shuman is nimoach, it's not be'en and it's shari. Meaning if I have, let's say, chicken soup, and the chicken soup has some solid fat on top of it, certainly it's going to be mutter, because when the liquid comes out, it goes right into the chicken soup. And since it goes right into the chicken soup, it's going to be mutter. Unlike the empanada, that when the liquid comes out, the liquid remains separate from the dough. The liquid oozes out, and you can see it's separate from the dough. When the chicken soup is defatted, right? When you melt the fat on top of the chicken soup, it goes into the chicken soup. It doesn't become separate from the dough. And that for sure is mutter, according to the Mechaber. That's comment one of the Ramah. Then the Ramah writes, V'yesh machmirin. The Ramah says there are some who are machmir. Now, this is a funny thing, because the note on the Ramah says that Yesh Machmirin is the Ran. It really should be the Sefer HaTruma. The Ran happens to quote the Sefer HaTruma, but he really should be saying the Sefer HaTruma, because the Ran himself disagrees. V'yesh Machmirin, the Ramah says, out the Isser of Nolad, v'nahagu lo hachmir. Our practices that were Machmir, but b'makom tzorech you could be Mekel. Meaning, the Ramah holds that there's an iser of nolad, like the Sefer HaTruma, lichatchila, you should be machmir. By the way, the Balei HaTosfos on Nun Aleph Amid Beis, I don't remember such a lashon in Tosfos elsewhere, kol hazahir tavo alav bracha. Usually Tosfos will write, yesh lahachmir. Tosfos, I thought, was not a Hasidic Rebbe who gives up brachas. Over here, Tosfos writes, kol hazahir tavo alav bracha, like the Sefer HaTruma Shita, you should be machmir. And that's what the Ramah paskins. You should be machmir, but b'makom hatzorech, you could be mekel. So we should be machmir on the din of nolad. How come it's mutter in the cup? It's mutter in the cup because it is going to never be nicker. And since it's never going to be nicker, apparently there is no iser nolad. No one can ever tell. But that would mean, l'chora, if you're an what? But according to the Sefer HaTruma, be a dayim or not be a dayim doesn't matter, because it's an iser mukta. So the iser mukta should apply even if it's not be a dayim. How come it's mutter in the cup? The Torah says, because no one notices. Acharei kechlos hakol, you only notice that the wine is cold. But you don't notice that water seeped out of the wine. That means for Ashkenazim, you should be machmir and not put ice in a cup before you put the soda in. Because if I put the ice in before the soda, so then it will be nicker that some of the ice became water, and then it will be an iser of noilad, and I should be machmir according to Ashkenazim. I should put my ice in after I put the soda in. absolutely he's talking about Nolad, not Molad. Right? In other words, the Ramah is not passing like Rashi. He's passing like the Sefer Truma. It's an Isser Mukta. He writes this beferish in the... Right? He writes beferish that it's Usser Mishum Noilad. All of the Mefarshim explain that the Ramah is saying that the Isser is Mishum Nolad. Here, look in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Berurah writes, V'yesh machmirin, ois kufhei. In the Mishnah Berurah, Sevir Elohu, degam bazeh, shayach iser, nolad. Right? It's an iser, a mukta, nolad, according to the Ramah. And the only hefter to melt ice into a cup is because, acharei kechlos hakol, no one will ever notice that it was water. You'll never notice it. Good. So this is the shita of the Ramah, that we should be machmir. However, the Ramah says that this chumrah only applies if it looks like you're doing the melting. Meaning, let's say I take an empanada. An empanada is more makel than an ice. Let's say I take an empanada. Okay, we'll talk about the other thing in a minute. I take an empanada and I put it in an area where it's not yet hot. So the empanada will never become liquidy. I know that later on, someone is going to turn on the oven and make it hot, and then my empanada will melt, will become liquidy. In that situation, the Ramah is willing to be makel, but he says, Ein lasos kein b'fnei am ha'aretz. Right, there are certain dinim. We spoke about tefira she'ena shel kayoma that the Ramah passing is not to do b'fnei am ha'aretz. Here also with the empanada, don't do it in front of an am ha'aretz because they're not going to chap the whole difference between you know that the oven's going to go on, you don't know the oven's going to go on, etc. So halacha lemaisa, Ashkenazim are supposed to be machmir on nolad. It would seem. Again, ma'esat tzarech, it could be mekel, but this applies in both directions. If it's an iser mukta, a nolad, akin to mukta, that means that whenever I'm changing form, there is some sort of iser a mukta. So you should also not make ice cubes on Shabbos or Yontif, no? Because the ice cube goes from liquid to solid, right? Look how we're going from solid to liquid and liquid to solid should be the same thing. There is a discussion about melting butter. Melting butter. Is that subject to the Isser of Bishul? So again, according to Ashkenazim, and according to Sfaradim, there's no Isser Bishul, because a Dover Yavesh that will become Lach afterwards is not Shayach to Bishul. That's the Pashtus. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Shmir Shas Kol Chos in one place thinks that maybe butter is subject to Bishul because the butter was cooked when it was still milk. And once it became butter, there's a Nuchalos Shem which was never cooked. So maybe it's subject to Bishul in that situation. That is very creative. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that butter is not subject to Bishul. In terms of the Isser Bishul on butter, if it would exist, the Acharonim say it for sure does not exist on top of a hot potato, because a hot potato is a dover gush, right? There is a yeshiva somewhere called Gush. It's very far away, distant. Rumor has it they actually learned Torah there as well. But in a dover gush, right, a solid item, so we pointed out to Machlekes whether it's Mevashal at all, although the Magen Avraham is Machmir, but Lemaisa, the Chumrah is entirely possible, only that the Chumrah only applies in Yerideya, because of Bliya, it doesn't apply to Bishul at all, and the Magen Avraham's extension to Hilchos Shabbos is difficult. So, combined with the fact that Dover Gush is a Chumrah, and this idea of butter is not certain that it's Bishul, so therefore, it is not going to be a problem to put the butter on top of a hot potato. What about the cans that have whipped cream in it? No? You know these things? So is that an Isser of Noilad that you should not do on Shabbos according to the Ramah L'chatchila? Because the Ramah Paskins like the Sefer HaTruma, at least L'chatchila. So that's a real question. Is it Noilad? So it's not Nicker, it used to be the other way. Exactly. In other words, this is your Mechavan to Rabbi Yashiv Svara. Right? It's like the whole thing is backwards. Right? The din of Nolad that we have is I go from solid to liquid, and that's a problem for the Sefer Truma, but when it's not Nicker, it's okay. Over here, I'm going liquid to fluffiness, right? But it was not Nicker Metchila what it was. So if you're Shtiko Am Ha'aretz, you might think that it's fluffy inside the can also. Right? It's also not clear, by the way, whether fluffy cream stuff is like a solid or like a liquid. Perhaps that's also part of the sugya in that Mishnah, Braisa, whatever, Machshirin that the Gemara in Nida quotes regarding Sheleg. None of this is abundantly clear, but again, Lechatchila Ashkenazim should be Machmir on Dinim of Nolad, that it's considered a subset of Mukta. Sfaradim have no Chumra at all. So if you're a Sfaradi, there's no reason not to put your ice cube in your cup before you add the soda. But if you're an Ashkenazi, right, you should add the soda first. I heard this years ago. I didn't understand it. When I was in Ner Israel for 1 year, so one Friday night, I went to this guy, Emmanuel Goldfays, like to eat a meal. Emmanuel Goldfays was like an Iranian fellow in the yeshiva. He was in charge of the dorms, and he was like a Talmud Chacham guy. And in the middle of the meal, he said that, yeah, for Sfaradim, you're allowed to put the ice cubes in first, not for Ashkenazim. I didn't understand it for 25 years. Now I understood it today when I learned this sugya. When I learned this again today, I finally figured out what Goldface was talking about. Yeah. What else? So chicken soup is better because unlike the empanada, that it is going to be nicker afterwards, the chicken soup will never be nicker. Chicken soup is like an ice cube in soda. That it will never be nicker of the nolad. Right here also, it goes down on its own. I'm taking chicken soup that was in the refrigerator, and it developed some fat on the top. I'm going to put it in a place where it won't be mevushal, right? Right? It's or else it would be an iser bishal, absolutely, right? It's a davar lach, Ashkenazim. If it's Nitztani in the Gamre, Ashkenazim say that a Dover Lach Shin Nispashal is a problem, yes. Chicken soup out of the refrigerator would be a problem as a Lach Shin Nitztani in the Gamre, but what about the fattiness on it? At least next to the fire. On the fire is Aser Midrabanan. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's Aser, because the Mechaber really holds that Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal by Lach Shenitztanein. It was Lach. Oh, you're saying because right now it's a Davar Yavesh. Since the chicken soup is right now a Davar Yavesh, so therefore can I heat the chicken soup up? It should be like an empanada. Maybe Enochanami. And as according to Mechaber, right, I have a Chumra by Bishul, but the Chumra by Bishul does not apply. The Chumra by Bishul only applies when it's Lach, and right now it's not Lach. So frozen chicken soup, it's a funny thing, right? Frozen chicken soup will be more makel than chicken soup from the refrigerator for the Mechaber. Once it's frozen, right, it has a din of a Yavesh. From the refrigerator as a din Lach. And the Hanami, I think that is correct according to Mechaber. No, I probably knew it at one point. I read his Sefer. I wrote a review of his Sefer, yeah. Yeah. Right. In other words, that's what some of the sfarim say. It's not just Rabbi Gamliel. A number of sfarim say that because in that case, it ends up not being nicker. The shuman that's up. In other words, the whole din of the impanada, which Ashkenazim are machmir on, is because it becomes nicker afterwards. If it's never going to be nicker, so it's going to be mutter. Right. That's what. That's correct. I didn't think that was such a big chiddush. I saw it in his sefer. Okay, but he's like one of the heroes of the Jewish people. I love Rav Rimon. He's like awesome. But that's a different conversation. He liked my review, by the way. I got an email from him. What's his name? Dov Carroll gave my review to him, and he liked it. So we had like an email exchange after. So that was a good thing. Okay, Yashikaya, thank you for listening.